application is case number 11562, the application of Kirsten S. Castano and Karen L. Loach. If I said that wrong, I apologize. I do it all the time. It's an application located northeast of Road 275, Plantation Road, being north of Beach Drive, approximately 325 feet west of Linden Avenue, and being more specifically Lot 2, Block R of Sandy Bray Addition Number 2. The 911 address is 34079 Beach Drive, Lewis. The tax map ID is 334, map 6, parcel 593. Requesting a variance, which is a reduction in the front yard setback requirement. To be more specific, they're requesting a 1.5-foot variance from the required 30-foot front yard setback. Gentlemen, we had no letters of support, no letters of opposition, and no mayor returns on this application.
Right. Thank you, Mr. Knight.
Even if you state your name and address for the record.
It's Jennifer Barrows, 31 Oma Circle, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, 19971.
I swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, gentlemen, ladies. Rick Pearl for the applicant this evening.
I was going to say, Mr. Pearl, excuse me, I see here it says Mr. Sergovic. You certainly have changed.
They called in the relief.
Okay.
I would have thought that applications like this would have all worked their way through the system by now, but clearly they haven't. This house was built in 1979. CO was issued. I think Jenny actually found that this morning after I talked to her about this. You have a copy, I think, of the survey and some of the county records that show that the date that the building permit was issued and the fact that the CO was issued. It is off by a foot and a half in one of the corners, and you'll see the photograph of the house being passed down. The CO had been issued, though, and it was necessary as a result of a discovery of the encroachment at a recent real estate transaction to go ahead and get this clarified for the county records. Nothing being added, nothing being moved, simply to validate the exact same dwelling that's been in existence for 35 years now. You can see from the photograph to the left of the house where the encroachment is, there's a pretty sizable wooded buffer. So it's probably something that would not even be noticeable but for a survey to point that out. I have Jen Barrows with me. She's a local real estate agent, was also involved in the transaction. Jen, with the company you're with is what?
Ocean Atlantic Sotheby's.
Okay, and you've been there for how long?
8 years.
And was I correct, you were involved in the recent transaction?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Although this house is probably older than you are, can you think of any possible problems that it's caused by virtue of the encroachment that's existed over the last 35 years?
No, not at all.
And going forward, is there any likelihood that this encroachment, assuming it's validated this evening, would pose any problems going down the road?
No, sir.
Okay. That's all I have, gentlemen.
Okay. We'll see if there's any questions from members of the board. We'll start with you, Mr. Hudson.
No questions.
Okay. Mr. Rickman.
No questions.
Mr. Wharton.
No questions.
Mr. Mills.
No questions.
And Mr. Callaway, but then no question. Are there any further? Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
No.
One in favor, do you wish to speak, sir?
Yes, please.
If you'll come up front and be sworn in, and then take the podium.
Good evening. State your name and address for the record.
Tom Lavin, 34079 Beach Drive, Lewis, Delaware, 19958.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time this evening. I'm the current homeowner of this house that's up this evening. I would just like to say we purchased this house it'll be 2 months tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Other than just this little, in a sense, hiccup, this was the only problem that we ran through in the entire process. So we would be very grateful and appreciative if we were able to then hopefully move forward with everything.
All right, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11562. For the following reasons, the uniqueness of the property, of course, is apparent with the cul-de-sac in the in the front setback. Also, the fact that the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The exceptional practical difficulty hasn't been created by the applicant. The applicant probably was under the assumption that it's, all these years has been under compliance with the county, with their setbacks, and the variance will not alter central character of the neighborhood, and the requested variance is the minimum that will afford relief.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickard and a second by Mr. Workman, excuse me, that we approve case number 11,562. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickard?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by vote of 5-0, case number 11,562 is approved.
Thank you, folks.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, sir.